This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Nicholas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Nicholas, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Are you drinking a men's room IPA there, Nicholas?
I wish I was. I am in the Midwest, and I don't even think they have it out here.
What's a popular beer in the Midwest?
Bush Light.
Bush Light Tall Boys.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Where in the Midwest are you?
About 90 miles southwest of Chicago.
Okay.
All right, Nicholas, pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say, Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
I think we're going to go with I Will Always Love You.
And I will always love you.
What's your baseball allegiance in that area?
Cubs.
Cubs?
Okay. Cubs.
Cubs.
They're not doing too well, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah,
spring training.
No, they're not.
No, they're in Japan.
All right, still preseason, so it's okay.
Well, no. The games in Japan count,
right?
And then when they come back, they have more spring training games.
Yeah, so those games count, dude. Right, and then they come back and have more spring training.
But I wouldn't put too much into the fact they're not doing well over there.
You're playing the Dodgers. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Nicholas. Here's your question: the dish Devils on Horseback. It's typically served with figs, bacon, and cheese. But what do you replace the figs with to create angels on horseback? I prefer real angels.
Yeah, me too. Let's go with oranges.
Oranges?
Mm. Oyster.
Oyster. That is correct.
Ooh.
Equally delicious.
Yeah.
All right, multiple choice question for you. A cygnet is a baby what? Pigeon, owl, otter, or swan? A cygnet.
Cygnet, like F? With an F?
Cygnet.
Oh, that was no help at all.
I didn't think it would be, but that's how you spell it.
What were the choices again?
It's either a baby pigeon, owl, otter, or swan.
Otter.
I'll say swan.
It is, in fact, a baby swan.
Swan.
Ooh. Stop looking at me, swan.
Right.
Swan.
Billy right. Likes soda.
You said swans like soda?
Billy likes soda.
It'd be Billy Madison. There's a whole thing with the swan.
Right.
Okay. Swan.
There you go, Ted. Thanks.
Oh, Mr. Penguin.
All right, Nicholas, your question. Queensland and North Territorial Aerial Services is better known by what airline? Queensland and Northern Territorial Aerial Services.
Ooh, aerial services.
British Airlines?
It's an airline.
British Airlines?
Oh, British Airlines.
Qantas.
Qantas.
I have not heard of that either.
They fly out of like Australia and New Zealand.
Okay, haven't been there.
Oh, you gotta go, bro.
Gotta
so
go.
I've heard.
Do you think it's weird to only call Melbourne, but you don't speak with an Australian accent.
I do feel weird saying it because I feel like you're trying to sound pretentious, but the thing is, if they call it Melbourne, then that's the way it's pronounced.
All right, I did it this weekend. Somebody called me out. It's like, oh, no, the race starts at 9. They're down in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, why are you only saying that word like that?
Because that's how they say it, man. Yeah. If it's the name of a place or someone's name, then I'm going to say it. Well, one exception. I met a guy on the cruise. According to his girlfriend, his name is Dial, D-I-A-L. I later pieced together, it's Dale.
Dale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dial.
But we kept calling him Dial.
It's not New Orleans.
Right.
It's Nolens.
Yeah. If you go there, it's Nolens.
Nolens.
If you're in Houston, it starts with the letter Y. Welcome to Houston.
Right? It's like in the toy, U.S. U.S.?
Yeah. All right, your question, Nicholas. What is an angle between 0 and 90 degrees called?
A right angle.
That's a cute angle.
Acute?
Acute.
Yep. It is acute.
It's a cute angle.
Oh, yeah. Look at it. The little cute one.
It's like the baby swan. It's a cute angle.
I cued into 90 degrees and went with right. Yeah, between.
A right angle is just a 90 degree angle. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. All right. Multiple choice. Jimmy, James, Johnny, or Jerry? What was Jimi Hendrix's birth name?
Answers?
Jimmy, James, Johnny, or Jerry?
James.
You would think that.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Johnny.
Johnny.
They were from
Johnny and Leon.
Johnny Allen Hendrix, yeah.
Okay.
Nicholas, you're on question number six.
Question number six.
I'm getting there. What's the record?
Eight.
Eight.
Oh.
Yeah. Breathe that in. All right, your question. What country originated opera?
France.
I guess Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
All right, question
seven. We're
going to
go up and sing for you.
And I lived there for 2 years.
Oh, Sole Mio.
Wait a minute. You lived in Italy?
Yeah, Sicily.
Was opera popular?
I don't remember going. I didn't go to any shows.
All right.
Did you ever eat horse?
No, but they had it. They had it at the panini stands. I was not really going to try that. I stayed with my chicken and cheese.
All right. I just thought that's one of the few places. Yeah. I mean, they got like grills and they're firing it up. I'm in.
Yeah. You go out drinking and then you come back to the stands all by the train station and they've got panini stands and they are just serving up like pasta or whatever you want, meat, horse, goat, chicken, beef. They grill it up, and then they put French fries with it, and everybody over there uses mayonnaise on everything. And it's like,
I can live horse and mayonnaise.
Yeah. It's very Italian.
Yeah, man. Fire grilled meat,
foil,
French fries, mayonnaise. That sounds awesome.
All in a sandwich. Kind of pick the fries out, and then munch on the sandwich after you've been drinking for a while. Yeah.
I'm sold.
I just picture having a hangover in Italy, like, dude, I got to get some greasy horse, dude. Come on.
Yeah. I think I might try it now, but back then, this is 22 years ago, so.
All right. You've changed your opinion. Willing to eat a horse.
All right. Why not?
Here's your question. What did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
Of all
makes.
You got it right before being the biggest dummy. Nice job, Nicholas.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.